Good morning, and welcome to the Grupo Rotoplas fourth quarter and full year 2015 results conference call. Please be advised that today's call is being recorded, and all participants are in a listen-only mode to prevent background noise. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. I would now like to turn the call over to your host for today, Ms. Nayeli Coro, Grupo Rotoplas' Head of Investor Relations. Ms. Coro, please go ahead.
Thank you, Tracy. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. Yesterday, we issued our earnings press release after market close. The release can be found on the IR section of Rotoplas' website, as well as the corresponding presentation. Before we start, let me remind everyone that today's discussion contains forward-looking statements based on the environment as we currently see it, and as such, does include risk and uncertainty. Please refer to our press release for more information on the specific risk factors that could cause actual results to differ materially. The company disclaims any intention or obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. I'm joined today by Mr. Carlos Rojas, Rotoplas' Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Mario Romero, Chief Financial Officer. We will begin our call with prepared comments and then turn to Q&A. I would like now to turn the call to Mr. Carlos Rojas. Mr. Rojas, please go ahead.
Thank you, Nayeli, and good morning, everyone. 2015 was our first year as a public company, and I believe it was successful in many ways. We saw strong demand for our products and solutions, which drove top-line growth in almost all of our markets, coupled with improved operating and profit margins due to the successful implementation of a zero-based budgeting plan, which allow us to maintain strict controls over expenses throughout the organization. These elements, combined with favorable raw materials prices, allowed us to produce what we believe are extraordinary results, despite significant macroeconomics and political challenges in the region, particularly in Brazil. We also made meaningful progress related to our core business opportunities. To begin, we deepened our footprint and product portfolio in the Americas. In the U.S., where drought and massive water and sanitation investments needs represent a substantial market opportunity, during 2015, we opened two new plants for Rotoplas, one in California and one in Georgia, and the third one in Texas, start operations in January. To update you on integrated solutions in Mexico, demand driven by the government-backed school water purifier fountains projects finally took hold this year and represents an important opportunity for Rotoplas in the future ahead. Last year, the government had earmarked more than 1 billion pesos to install more than 10,000 fountains in schools throughout Mexico, but were delayed until the second half of 2015, while appropriate guidelines were set. To date, less than 7% of the fountains have been sold, and we expect demand to increase ahead of the 2018 deadline. This year, the situation in Brazil negatively impacted most of the companies with presence there, and Rotoplas was no exception. However, we anticipate continued weakening in the economy and make quick decisions early in the year to reduce our presence in the country. We closed certain plants in Brazil and moved machinery to other plants in the region, which can be quickly relocated if volume in Brazil again picks up. We were able to achieve break-even EBITDA for Brazil in the fourth quarter, mitigating the negative effects despite lower sales volume, a clear reflection of the strength of our business and management team. Supported by profitable growth in the rest of our markets, we were able to absorb the negative effects, showing only 3.4% decrease in the net income on a 13% decrease in the total revenues, primarily the results of the decline in Brazil for the full year. Looking forward, while Brazil currently represents 20% of our sales, in the future we expect it to represent no more than 10%. However, we believe that eventually there will again be important opportunities in Brazil and we will be able to increase our presence as quickly as we were able to scale down should the situation change. I would also like to comment that within the last month, we began the process of acquiring two companies in Latin America. One that is a Mexican integrated solutions company focused on the commercial water treatment and recycling industry, a new area for Rotoplas, and the other, a water heater manufacturer in Argentina, which strengthens Rotoplas' presence and portfolio in that country. We will provide further information to the market on these investments once we have further advance into the processes. We faced many external challenges in 2015, but also some new exciting opportunities. Our performance demonstrates that we are handling both effectively. Strong demand for our products, especially in Brazil, favorable product mix, strict cost control across our organization, and the benefit of low raw materials prices result in solid performance for the fourth quarter and full year. Looking forward to 2016, we lay the foundation for further profitable growth. Our focus on performance in this type of environment also makes us stronger when the markets turn. We therefore remain focused on our goal of doubling our business over the next 4 years by focusing on the core growth opportunities that I have described. First, tapping the U.S. market, particularly the Sunbelt area. Second, continuing to identify opportunities for integrated water treatment and sanitation solutions. Third, capitalizing on increased demand for drinking water in Mexico and by the government-backed water purifying fountains projects in Mexico school system. Finally, as I have commented, eventually we believe there will again be important opportunities in Brazil in the coming years. With that, let me turn the call over to Mario to take you through our results. Thank you very much. Mario.
Thank you, Carlos, and good morning, everyone. I'll now take you through the financials for the fourth quarter and year-end in more detail. We will then turn the call over to the question and answer period. As we discussed, 2015 was a challenging year. However, as our results demonstrate, we were able to maintain profitability in our key markets despite the heavy headwinds coming from the south. Looking at fourth quarter results, net sales decreased 12.5% year-on-year due to reduced sales in Brazil. However, it is important to note that the sales excluding Brazil increased 14.4% year-on-year due to increased demand in both Mexico and other countries. Low sales in Brazil in both individual and integrated solutions resulted in a 10.5% decrease of individual solutions year-on-year and an 18.1% year-over-year decrease in integrated solutions. We ended the quarter with a gross profit margin of 40.5%, a 290 basis points increase from the fourth quarter of last year. This improvement was due to better raw material costs as well as improved fixed cost absorption in the fast-growing countries during the fourth quarter. Once again, we continue to benefit from lower oil prices, which kept resin prices, Rotoplas' main raw material cost, low. This continued to offset any negative foreign exchange impacts we experienced during the quarter, given our exposure to currencies in the countries where we have presence in. Fourth quarter EBITDA decreased 16.3% year-over-year. However, EBITDA margin decreased only by 70 basis points, from 15.7 to 15%. For the full year, net sales totaled 5.7 billion pesos, a 13% decrease from 6.5 billion in 2014, and EBITDA came at 771 million pesos, a 10.3% decrease from 860 million pesos posted in 2014. However, 2015 revenues excluding Brazil increased 20.7%, and EBITDA increased by 51.7%. 2015 gross margins was 14.4%, a 200 basis point increase from 38.4% as reported in 2014, due again to lower raw material prices, improved sales mix, and greater fixed cost absorption. Operational expenses as a percentage of sales increased 110 basis points year-on-year due to lower sales volume in Brazil, one-time non-recurrent costs related to reducing our presence in that country, as well as costs and expenses associated with ramping up our U.S. operations. This was partially offset by the strict financial discipline and the zero-based budget initiative we have described previously. Due to the measures taken in the first half of the year, the company was able to report a 40 basis point year-over-year increase in EBITDA margin from 13.1% to 13.5%, despite EBITDA margins for the full year 2015 being immediately affected by the decline in sales in Brazil. It is also important to reiterate that despite our decrease in 2015 net sales, net income decreased by only 3.4%, from 470 million pesos in 2014 to 403 million pesos reported for 2015. I'd like to reiterate the fact that our results reflect the strength of the demand for our products as well as our success in anticipating and managing the negative effects of Brazil in our results. We remain focused on ensuring value creation for the company and its shareholders. We were able to gain profitability in markets in which we are expanding while continuing to strengthen our footprint in the water industry throughout the Americas, with benefit of our strong cash position. As you know, Rotoplas currently has a net cash position of close to 2.3 billion pesos. As for 2016, our results guidance are: we are expecting an organic EBITDA of 1 billion pesos. With that, I'd now like to turn the call over to the question and answer session, which will begin with questions from the teleconference, followed by questions received via our website. Operator, please.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. As a reminder, it's star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. And we'll take Aiden Rodriguez with Grupo Versatil Mexicano.
Hello, good morning. My question is regarding the Drinking Fountain program. If you could comment a little bit further about it, have you seen a ramp up in installations? And if so, when can we expect this to be reflected on your results? Thank you.
Can you please repeat the question because we can barely hear you?
Okay, sorry. Can you comment further regarding the Drinking Fountain program, if you have seen a ramp up in installations? And if so, when can we expect this to be reflected on the results?
Sorry, can you repeat one last time? Yes.
Give me
sure. Yes, my question is regarding the Drinking Fountain program. If you could comment further about it, if you've seen a ramp up in installations, and if so, where can we expect this to be reflected on your results?
Which program?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
The Drinking Fountain program? The government Drinking Fountain program? If you've seen a ramp up in installations of the drinking fountains, and If so, when can Rotoplas be expected to show this on your results?
What's the 15,000 program?
No. The drinking fountain, the school drinking fountain.
Okay, now I get it. Sorry,
yeah.
Man. So you want us to comment about the water fountain drinking program? Okay.
Yeah, please.
Adam, good morning. This is Carlos. We just are experiencing in this week the first bid from the government for the water fountains. They are starting with 700 schools, and bid is for the end of this month. We're working on the project today. This is a bid the government is doing in different states. Their plan is to have 40,000 schools by the end of 2017. So we expect that this is their first test in testing the alternatives. And we will start seeing this opportunity starting this month. It's early to give you any information about what to expect, but we feel comfortable that we have a good solution for schools and that we will be able to participate somehow in a percentage of that 40,000 of schools.
Just to complement on
that, thank you very much.
The way the government is thinking about them are including installation and maintenance. They're going to be doing about 10 to 12,000 per semester, and that's what we know so far.
Great, thank you. Have a good day.
And we'll go next to Mauricio Santos with GBM.
Hi, Carlos. Hi, Mario. I was also going to ask about the fountains. Maybe a follow-up on this subject. How are you going to... These sales are going to be registered under integrated solutions, I guess. Just want to confirm that. And how often would you need to do maintenance on these fountains?
The water fountains are going to be classified in water integrated solutions, and maintenance, depending on the water quality and the use of intensity, we estimate that maintenance should be done every 6 months.
Okay. And are you budgeting this, let's say, from your guidance of 1 billion EBITDA, are you factoring in sales from the fountain, from these fountains?
Yeah, we are anticipating some of these water fountains to occur, but not if this accelerates and happens to be 20,000 water fountains or so. So we are being conservative at what we budgeted for 2016, but could be bigger.
Okay, so let's say the maximum amount of fountains is 20,000, so you're probably factoring in much more less than this 20,000 opportunity. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the way we're seeing it.
Okay. And what can you share with us about the opportunity of the water treatment plants? I know you probably can't discuss any details on the one you announced recently, but are there many other water treatment plants, or what's the size of the opportunity of this opportunity in Mexico?
What we can comment on the couple of inorganic opportunities that we have announced is that both transactions could add up to 15% of our revenue.
Okay.
Both of them are creative. Also,
okay.
They will increase our profitability of our portfolio without considering synergies. So,
okay.
Those companies are complemental to our business strategy, as we announced to the market, and they have or increase our profitability to our business without considering synergies that we will need to analyze going further.
Okay, and let's say I'm thinking about CapEx. You have roughly $2.2 billion in cash. Are you still having, or let's say, once you close these two deals, do you think that your cash levels would decline substantially, or maybe what could you any guidance on that subject?
No, at this point we cannot disclose more information on the transactions.
Okay.
In a timely manner, we'll announce to the market about the financial size of these transactions.
Okay, perfect, Mario. Thank you.
Thank you, Mauricio.
And we'll go next to Daniel Roja with Bank of America.
Good morning, Carlos, Mario. Thank you for the call. My question is a bit in line with the previous questions. I want to go further into what you're seeing regarding your 1 billion peso guidance for next year. If we see the water fountains, what element in your guidance is also going to contribute to growth next year? Is it the tanks? Is it piping? Where are you seeing growth in 2016 beyond the water fountains? Thank you.
Well, let me just probably go from north to south. As you know, we are penetrating the U.S. market. We'll have three factories operating now in 2016 that will give us a push in our top-line growth. In Mexico, as apart from the water fountains, we are still doing rainwater harvesting and outdoor composting bathroom, which is as we mentioned before, the potential there is huge in Mexico, and we are developing good products and solutions to the market. In terms of the individual solutions in Mexico, we are experiencing good demand from the retail, so that is growing well. Then moving to Central America, we've been having a good performance there in all fronts. Peru and all other countries, we are having a good demand on our individual solutions, and we are seeing to have some traction on integrated solutions in some countries. Solutions that we are taking from Brazil and Mexico to these countries are starting to have kind of a good chance in countries like Peru or Argentina. So that's where we are seeing the growth in 2016.
This is. Can you hear me?
Yes.
No, that was not from my line. Yeah.
So we are seeing good growth in all the countries where we operate, except Brazil, where we think still a lot of headwinds are going to be coming on these and the coming years.
Are you budgeting for Brazil to be negative in 2016, or do you think you can turn positive there?
No, well, we think Brazil is going to be, as we mentioned during the call, is going to be break-even. That's the objective of the company. We want Brazil not to give us, but not to take us out. And as Carlos mentioned, we want to keep fruit there because opportunities there are still there. Market share, we still have a good market share. So we want to be there when things bounce back.
Okay, and my last question. Going beyond what you're doing in the U.S., in the last week we learned that Lowe's was increasing its presence into Canada. If my understanding is correct, you have a relationship with the Home Depot, but I don't know if this expands into Lowe's or if you could even think of expanding into Canada. Is this something you have looked at in the past or not?
No, at this point, neither Home Depot or Lowe's are a client of ours in the U.S., so we are not following them in their growth strategy.
Okay. Thank you, Mario.
Thanks, Daniel.
And we'll go next to Marcio Pardo with Goldman Sachs.
Good morning, Carlos, Mario. Thank you for the call. I have two questions. The first one is still on the guidance, just a follow-up. If you guys are budgeting the acquisitions into the 1 billion pesos guidance that was just provided. And also more on the short-term dynamics of the business units, if you could provide some more color on the sequential growth for Mexico and Brazil. We've seen that when you look at sequential growth, Brazil was actually stronger in 4Q when compared to third quarter, and Mexico was weaker in 4Q compared to third quarter. And particularly in Mexico, you commented during the third quarter results that integrated solutions had rebounded in Mexico in the third quarter. So just wanted to understand that the revenues a bit lower in 4Q for Mexico, if it was due to a deceleration or some sort of deceleration in government spending. Thank you.
Back to your first question, Marcio. The 1 billion EBITDA that we gave as guidance, it's all organic, so we are not considering any acquisition in that number. Then to the sequential cues that you mentioned, there's some seasonality in Brazil. Sometimes it's winter, it's opposed as to Mexico. So there you see some of that in the numbers. As for Mexico, remember the third quarter, we did some catch-up of integrated water solutions that were not sold during the first half due to the electoral ban. So that is why you see a big jump in third quarter for Mexico, and then it came back to a more normalized level in the fourth quarter. I don't know if that addresses your questions, Marcel.
Yes, yes. Thank you. One quick follow-up. Just would you be able to give us a breakdown of individually integrated for Mexico and Brazil in the fourth quarter?
No, that is some information that we do not release. So at this point, we're not able to do that, Marcio. Sorry about that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
And as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question over the phone, it's star one. And we'll go next to Fernando Perez with GBM.
Hi, good morning, Carlos and Mario. I have one follow-up question regarding your guidance. I was wondering what assumptions do you have for the oil prices, your resin prices and exchange rate, and how much will come from Mexican government? Thank you.
For the exchange rates, Fernando, we did the budget with a peso at 17.5 pesos to a dollar, a 4.20 rise to a dollar, and 13.5 Argentinian peso to a dollar, and so on. Obviously, the markets are playing differently. Today, Mexican peso just went over 19. I think FX markets are everywhere. In the good part of it is that the oil
has played to be the best hedge for the company, and goes hand in hand. As the FX moves up, the oil goes down, and in respect to what how it affects the company, it plays well, because the oil drop has been larger than the FX. Obviously, if the FX keeps up appreciating, then they will need to consider the company to do price increases in our product lines.
Okay, thank you. And just one more question. Do you still have accounts receivable from the Brazilian government? And if yes, how much do you expect to collect during 2016?
We expect to collect about 50% on the accounts receivables we have with the Brazilian government. And just to give you a sense, last year we collect about a third of the outstanding debt. 2016, we expect to collect 50% of the past due receivables with the government. And also, we are entitled to charge interest on the past dues with the government. So we are collecting money, and we are not losing value in real terms. And just to finalize, all the accounts receivables with the Brazilian government are, they call it Empeño Federal, which is backed by the federal government. So we feel comfortable that we have a good level of seniority in accounts receivables respect to Brazilian payment, and that we're not losing value through time.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll go next to Mauricio Santos with GBM.
Thank you for the follow-up, Mario and Carlos. So let's say as long as the FX returns to 17.5, you don't expect the resin prices to weigh on your margins. That would be correct?
Not necessarily. That is how we did the budget at 17.5.
Mm-hmm.
But now with the oil prices where they are now, the company, the FX can go all the way up to 18.5, 19, and we'll still not need to increase prices. Obviously, as I mentioned, if FX stills to appreciate, then we'll need to consider price increases in our product portfolio.
Okay, so let's say at current levels, the benefit of lower resin prices still fully offset the FX depreciation.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mauricio.
And there are no further questions at this time, but as a reminder, it's star one if you'd like to ask a question on the phone.
We have a question from the webcast from Cynthia Lopez. However, the question, we don't see it. So, Cynthia, if you want to try one more time so we can read it, we will appreciate it.
Is there any more questions? Otherwise, just to close this session, I would like to insist that what we see as a growth potential in our markets is needs that the consumers have either to store water or to purify water or to treat water, both for individual and integrated solutions. And that's how we could have important growth in all of our countries besides Brazil, in all of our operations besides Brazil. And we still see the same opportunity in our markets. Even Brazil, but they is not considered today as a growth potential, but they still having the needs. So, as well as the states where we are starting our operations, the United States. So that's the main point where we see our main opportunities. Is there any other question? We'll be happy to answer before we close this session.
There are no further questions on the phone.
Okay, well, we want to thank you for your time and your interest in Grupo Rotoplas and hope you join us again next quarter. Until then, we will be sure to provide you with important updates. Thank you again and goodbye.
Thank you.
This does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.